and it's all about Harold, baby. Whoop, whoop. Harry Styles.
Harry.
You know, I actually see a lot of things, like, on Instagram. Like, if he does something scandalous or something, they always write Harold. And I'm like, that's hilarious. I don't know. I just think it's funny.
I've never noticed that. I'm going to have to creep now.
Yes, it's really so funny. Creep. But we are going to talk about his new album. I love this album so much. At first, when I listened to it, I was like, okay, Fine Line's still my favorite. But I think this is my favorite album. Harry's House is probably my favorite album.
I still don't like the name. Like, I'm going to stand firm in my decision of, like, I don't fuck with the name Harry's House. I just feel like he could have done, I don't know, he could have did something better with it. I'm just not here for it. But I do think that the vibes on this album are so, like, positive, and it just makes you want to dance, and even the sad songs just make you, like, contemplate life. Like, I really, it's a vibe. It's a full vibe.
So the meaning behind the Harry's House, it was from, like, a movie, like, in the 70s or some shit. And he was basically saying, like, he wanted this album to be like, okay, well, imagine a day in my house, like, what I go through. So that's where, like, that came from. Because if you listen to the lyrics, they get kind of deep. They cut deep, some of these lyrics. So I don't know if you want to go, like, so, well, the first song, Music for a Sushi Restaurant, do you love it or do you not love it?
So, the lyrics do hit deep, and I like that explanation more. I still don't like the name. I'm not, like, I'm just not giving up on that. Like, I just don't, I don't know. It could have just been me. I don't know. I like, how do I want to say this? I like, names that really, like, throw you off or do something, or you're just like, oh, that's, like, a bold name. Like, to reference my girl Taylor, like, Reputation, that was such a bomb fucking, like, album name. She doesn't have a song called Reputation on it, and then the back of it said, after Reputation there will be Reputation and nothing else. Like, saying that she's not going to answer to anything else. And she really didn't. She did no interviews during the entire Reputation era. So I like stuff like that. Like, Lizzo's new album is called Special. I'm like, I feel like that's cute. But back to your first point, Music for a Sushi Restaurant is such a good song. Like, it gets me so pumped.
Yes.
Like, I listen to it and I'm just like, yes, I want to dance. I want to, like, get out of my car and dance. I want to dance in my living room. Like, it's a really good dance
literally
song.
As soon as I heard the first lyric, it was like, green eyes, fried rice, I could cook an egg on you. I'm like, I'm sold. This is it. I love it. This is fan-fucking-tastic. And did you see, this is the song for the advertisement of Apple AirPods. Harry's in it. It's the commercial.
Yes.
Love it. Fan-fucking-tastic. Yes.
I like blue bubblegum, twist it round your tongue.
Yes, that's another hit lyric. It's beautiful. I just...
It's beautiful. Like, I like it. I think it was a good choice to start the album with.
Yes, love it. Gets you pumped, gets you ready to go. Like, here we are. Let's start dancing. I see you about to get down on the next song. Like, okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at the lyrics because, like, I know them, but, like, I like to read them when we're, like, going through these.
This is actually one of my favorite songs on the album, going into the next one, Late Night Talking. Wait, is it this one? I'm getting way too excited right now, and I keep, like, stumbling my words because, like, she's pumped right now. But, no, this song is super cute. Like I said, this is definitely, like, one of my favorite songs on the album.
I like the, we've been doing all this late night talking. Like, the way he says it, it just, like, really.
About anything.
Like, you, like, want. Hear it on each side.
Yeah. Anything I want? It's just perfect. Perfect. Do you think.
Is that all you have to say about that one? Go ahead.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. No, because I was going to be like, you know how like they'll sue you or something if you play like a song longer than 15 seconds or something? Like, what would happen if like Harry sued us?
Ashley?
What?
Ashley?
What?
I can't afford to get sued by Harry Styles, so let's not do that and say we didn't.
But we could just like take it to court just to do it and like imagine him just like showing up. I would die.
He's not going to show up for it. He's going to have his lawyer show up for it.
Damn it. Oh, I'm sure this happened.
No, he's just got his lawyer. Probably. Okay, so the next song, track number 3, is called Grape Juice.
Love it, love it, love it. 100% love it. I love his accent in the beginning.
See, like, he could have named the album Grape Juice. Like, I don't know. Anyways, keep going.
I think love this the accent one has, in the beginning. Like,
but I also think he's like, he's painting a really pretty story in Grape Juice. I feel like I like it. Like when he's like, just a bottle of rue, just me and you, 1982. Yeah. Like
he's really
it's
like
very,
hurt.
Like you feel it.
Yeah. Like he's going through it. He's like, I'm going to drink this. Also, I Googled it. And that bottle runs between $400 and $500. And I wanted to like Google like what it actually was. Yeah. So it's dried plums, vanilla, and rose hips. Because I didn't know what rogue was and I had to Google it.
That's what people should.
Yeah. And I also like the end when he was like the grape juice blues. I'm like, that's when you're going through something right there. Like grape juice blues, this is it. I just love this song. And I like it that he referenced it as grape juice. Yeah. That's perfect.
Next is track number 4 is As It Was, which we've all talked about.
This song is
it's not the same man.
This song cuts deep. Answer the phone, Harry, you're no good alone. Why are you sitting at home on the floor? What kind of pills are you on? Like, that is so deep. I don't know. When I heard that,
Don't forget, and nobody's coming to help. Your daddy lives by himself. He just wants you to know that you're in this world.
Right? Like, tell me that's not...
That is a deeper song. But what I think we talked about this before is I think it was really smart for him to start that, like, his first single was that song because... talk about getting sued. Please, Frank, don't sue me. That's my alarm. That's my alarm for my medicine. But he started his single off this album was this song. And when you first hear it at first glance or first listen, it's so like upbeat. So you're not really realizing what the lyrics are saying. And then when you hear the lyrics, it's like, it's such a juxtaposition. Like it's, you think it's this happy song, but then when you're really listening, and I think Wallows does a good job of that sometimes too, where they have like these upbeat tracks, but then you listen to the lyrics and you're like, whoa.
And I love a song that is upbeat, like that For Your Strong song, like upbeat. It's super sad as fuck. You want to cry, but it's so good. I like sad songs like that.
Yes, but side note to this, I was watching an interview with Dylan from Wallows, and people were like saying like Harry Styles and his song sound the same, and he got like super offended and was like that it doesn't sound the same. So just a note.
Why would you? Okay, first off, I mean, I guess I can see why people get offended by saying like your music sounds like this person, but like it's Harry. Like, why are you getting offended? Like, just be like, oh my god, thank you, but I don't hear it that way. We're our own music.
Well, I think that's part of it. And they're like very different genres. So next is Daylight.
Oh my God. I fucking watched. Did you see the one with James O'Brien? Not James O'Brien. What the fuck's his name? James Corbin? James something? Whatever. With the music video. I would literally shit my pants if Harry Styles and James knocked on my door.
Stop right now. James Corden.
Okay.
First of all, and yes, I did see it, and I thought it was so cute when he stood in the corner as if you couldn't see him standing there in the corner.
And then when they walked into the girl's room, she had shit about Harry, and he was like taking it. He's like, okay, I'm a little bit worried that you're a psychopath. I'm like, oh my god. So funny. But anyway, I just love all of his songs. Like, I don't know. But actually, rewinding back to the beginning, he talks a lot about alcohol and drugs in this album. And I think that's why I like it so much. He's brought up coke multiple times, and he's talked about edibles. So,
and well, pills. I also think that he's, I think he's being honest about, like, shit that happens in his life.
No, I love it. And that
relates to people. Like, I think you had said it when I was playing Evermore. Was it Evermore or was it Folklore? And Taylor cussed and then was also talking about, like, drinking wine. And you're like, she drinks wine? And I'm like, yes. Like, she's
a grown woman.
She's normal. Right. She's a lady. But I think it makes it more relatable because a lot of the times we see celebrities and we don't think of the, like, the little things of, like, them being sad and sitting and just fucking drinking. Or we think of it in, like, a instance of, like, Britney or Amanda Bynes or Justin Bieber or, like, Ariana Grande licking that fucking donut. People don't forget that type of shit. And we don't see them as, like, people. So I think it's cool to hear him, like, be very open and honest about, like,
I do drugs.
Yeah, I eat edibles. Yeah, I, like, drink.
I love it when artists talk about drugs. That's just my thing. I love it. So whenever an artist brings it up, I'm instantly attracted to it. And I think that's why I like that song so much. Plus, I also like the lyric when he was like, dip you in honey so like I be sticking to you. Love it. It's super cute. Super upbeat. Music video, super cute. Well, like the music video, not music video.
Okay. Yeah. So next one is Little Freak. And I don't know why. I just love when he's like, Little Freak, Jezebel. That is just like, it was, I like it. I really liked how that starts off.
I like the lyrics. And obviously the part where he's like, I spilled beer on your friend. I'm not sorry. Like, you felt that, like that. And I'm not sorry. Like, okay. Okay, Harry, we see you're not sorry.
I like the, I was thinking about who you are. Like that. And like, for some reason, it's just like, it's showing like he's just like not nervous about this relationship. And like when he says like, I'm not worried about where you are or who you'll go home to, I'm just thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a really like deep moment. That's to be
so
like
cute.
I just want you.
Oh, Harold.
Red wine and ginger ale. Do people drink red wine and ginger ale together? Because I feel like that's an interesting combination.
I was saying that too, but you even said like they would make fun of me for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe that's just
so next song is Matilda. And for me, this song made me cry. Like, let me say the part that really got me is, I think the part where it says, like, you don't have to be sorry for up and leaving and growing up. And then where it gets to, you can throw a party full of everyone you know and not invite your family because they never showed you love. That hits so hard of just like,
like, hit me in the face.
Well, because you, like, you know, I've always said this. I'm like, family does not have to be who you're blood related to or married into. Family is the people who are there for you. So, like, there are people that I consider my family. Like, you're one of them. Chanel, I consider my family. Like, you, family doesn't have to be what people's traditional norms. And so I think it was just, like, really, like, a powerful moment to be, like, you know, you can have a whole party and not invite any of your family because they don't show you like that. I don't know. It's just such a deep, beautiful song. And his voice sounds so vulnerable in it.
I really love this song. I think it's, and I am a sucker for a sad song. Like, I just am a sucker for it. So yeah, it's, I feel really, like, really pretty.
Matilda's my favorite song.
I can see that. I can definitely see that being my favorite song. I don't know. I just, like, I have, like, they're all my favorite. I don't know. It's hard to say. Who's to say? Also, going back, well, I guess red wine and ginger ale is a thing that pairs well together.
I'll have to give it a shot. I'm going to a winery tomorrow. Maybe I'll order a ginger ale with my red wine.
And then,
what is the next track, Ashley?
Daydream.
And then
love. I just love all the songs. But I liked it right away.
Actually, that's not the next track.
No, it's not. Oh, wait, what is it?
After Matilda, it's Cinema.
Oh, that's right. Cinema. Sorry, I'm just like trying to memorize it, but I don't have it all memorized, so I have no the fuck idea. Cinema.
Okay, so do you want me to do the titles moving forward for the rest of the episode?
I don't care. No, I don't care.
That's the one where it's like,
yeah, you've got the cinema.
This is the song where Harry's out here being dirty as fuck, because this motherfucker said, if you're getting yourself wet for me, then I guess you're all mine.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Harold.
He is a saucy, saucy boy. And we love a saucy boy.
I heard that piece and I said, oh.
He's his man.
We went in. He is a man. He's something about his look changed, like, for As I Was. I don't know what it was, but it just, like, he does look. Obviously, he's not that much younger than us. I think he's, like, 2 years younger than us, or maybe three. But something about his look in this new one, I was like, he grew up. Like,
he did. I love his
Something hit different. Him dating that older.
I just love his, like, vibe.
Him dating, like, that older woman, just, like, whoo.
Did him so good. Yeah, but the song is very fuzzy.
So the next song is the song you've been wanting to talk about since the first song, which is Daydreaming. So go ahead.
It's not that I wanted to talk about it, it's I thought it was next. But the beginning of it, I just really liked it. And he was just like, love me like you paid me. I'm like, okay, saucy. And then, wait, is this the song? Hold on. No.
Yeah, because it starts with, she said, love me like you paid me.
No, there was a song lyric that I wanted to say, but I'm thinking of the wrong song. We'll circle back to that. But
yeah, I think go ahead.
No, I wasn't going to say anything. Go ahead.
I was going to say, then it is Keep Driving, which I just love the black and white camera, yellow sunglasses, ashtray swimming pool, hot water, off the roof.
This makes me, it just like brings me back for some reason. I don't know why, but just like some of these just like brings me back to like when I was younger, like a young kid. And the lyric in that, choke her with a sea view? Harold! I don't know. And
I want him to choke me with a sea view. You take me wherever you want. You said coffee, pancakes for two, hash browns, egg yolks. I will always love you. Yes, sir. We can go get breakfast together after you choke me with that. Passports and footwells, kiss her and don't tell. Wine glass, puff pass.
That's what I'm saying. We're talking about puffing. There's edibles. He's talking about, like, he is just, and I think the more I listen to it and I really listen to the lyrics, I think that's why I love this album so much, is just because, like, he's really, like, showing, well, he's always showed his color, but, like, he's just opening up and, like, just the vibe. I don't know. I can't even explain it. It's just the vibe, but this is a really good song. This is a song last week, and I think it's just that lyric when he was like, choke her with a CVO. I just thought it was saucy. So
yeah. The next one's Satellite. And again, I like for Satellite that it says, you got a new life. Am I bothering you? Do you want to talk? Like, it's, you can tell that he wrote this to me. I feel like he's writing directed at someone, but he's not telling us who. So he's doing kind of like a Taylor Swift thing where it's up to interpretation, but it almost feels like he's saying it to you. Like, the way he wrote it isn't, because some songs you hear and it feels like, it's just like a song. Like, you just listen to it, you like it, you love it, but it's just a song. And then there's other songs that it feels like it's written directly for you or to you. And this feels like it's like to you.
Mm-hmm. There's like, this girl I worked with.
You're lonely down there. Don't you know that I'm right here? That? I can see you're lonely down there. Don't you know I'm right here? Everyone has that friend zone person. That person that you like right there. Beautiful. What girl at work? I'm sorry. I cut you off.
She was just saying that's her favorite song. That's all.
I could see why.
Yeah, like, it's a sad song. Like, we're all suckers for sad, not sad songs, but like, it's just a thing.
So, speaking of suckers, you're a sucker for sad songs. I'm a sucker for, like, I love my husband. Like, I love men. I love women. I love my husband. But Boyfriends, where he's talking about how men don't treat you and they don't do shit, that, I love that song. Boyfriends, the next one, I love that song.
I watched one of the live performances, like, when he did this, and he was just, like, going on and going on. He was like, and Boyfriends, fuck you. And everybody went nuts. It was so funny.
Yes, because the first few lines in the song, the first few verses in it is, boyfriends, they think you're so easy. They take you for granted. They don't know that you're just misunderstanding. They're just misunderstanding you. Like,
this is like a low blow.
I fuck with it.
Definitely a low blow.
Oh, it's definitely a low blow. It's 100%. It says, boyfriends, are they just pretending? They don't tell you where it's heading. Are you known the game? You know the game's never ending. You lay with him as you stay in your daydream. You feel like a fool, back at it again. Like, he said, fuck you, man. Mm-hmm. And again, I love my husband. This is not directed at him. But I love a fucking, like, you know, when Lizzo had Truth Hurts, I had a ring on my finger, but I was be sitting out there like, I ain't got a ring on my finger.
Oh, that, yeah. That's a good, like, I did that too.
And I have a ring on my finger. Jake reminded me almost every time that we sung that song. He's like, you have a fucking ring. And I'm like, don't ruin the moment. Enjoy the moment. Embrace the moment. So the last song of the album is Love of My Life. And I think I'm tied between Matilda and this song for my favorite.
I can see that.
I feel this like you're calling me an emo bitch, but it's fine.
Who, me?
you're, yeah, because you're like, I can see that.
No, I don't mean that. I meant like, I love this song. Like, I love all of his songs. That's not what I meant, because like, I'm a sucker for a sad song, and this song is a sad song. Like,
but the way you said it, that's what it was like, yeah, I know. I know you like sad songs, you emo bitch.
No, not at all.
But no, I wouldn't be offended. I'm fine with that. I am such an emo bitch. Like, I used to be like, I'm not fucking emo. I'm emo. Like, that has not changed.
We all love a sad song. But no, but yeah, this song is super like cute. They're all cute.
Like, the maybe you don't know that it's lost till you find it. Like, I feel like that's so beautiful to like say you love someone, you didn't realize it. I do think the second verse where it says you were the love of my life, it's unfortunate.
Oh God, that
just
hits.
Coordinates and like saying that he like lost the person.
Yes, that it hits.
That is
that's a deep cut.
That's a stunning way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I like that he used this as the last song, though. I think that was good to end the album with this. I love that.
Yeah, but I think it was I feel like for me, it was a very cohesive album, but it also, like, it felt like you could turn on any, how do I want to explain this? You could turn on any song and it could stand on its own and make its own record, but it also sounds so good altogether. Does that make sense of what I'm, like, you know how some albums, like, if you take out a piece or a song, it doesn't sound cohesive anymore? Like, some of the songs don't stand on their own. A good one, I think, to say this is Nick Jonas's last album. If he would have taken out any one song, it would have fucked up the album. Like, the album didn't have, to me at least, it didn't have any songs that stood by themselves that could just be alone and make their own full album. This, I feel like every single song he could take and put into a different album and it would still like hit and make its own like single of it. I don't know if I explained that very well, but
I mean, no, because I'm stupid, but I do feel like any song out of this album could definitely be a single because they're all so good.
That's basically what I was trying to say. Yes, you got it.
Definitely 10 out of 10 from this album. There's nothing I don't love about it. I love all of the songs. I think it's cute starting out like, oh, we're super dancey, music for a sushi restaurant, and then we're just gonna, you know, we're gonna end it with this song. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
Yeah, I definitely feel like he did such a great job. Like, I really enjoy it. Like, I think it was a great album. I still don't like the name, but I like love. I'm going to go with, like, if you had to pick your number one, I think my number one's Matilda and then Love of My Life. And then number three is Boyfriends. Because, you know, that's who I am. So what is your top three of the album?
I love, okay, top three, no particular order. I love, fuck, I don't know, this is so hard. Definitely, I do like Grape Juice just because I like the meaning behind it, the vibe. Late Night Talking, hold on, wait, if I had to pick three, hang on, let me pull up his album real quick and let me look at these songs. This is hard. Okay. I definitely want to keep, okay, Keep Driving, Daydreaming. I don't know. It's definitely between like Grape Juice and Late Night Talking. Okay, I'm gonna do four. Okay, those are my top four. I don't know, but I really like Matilda too.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
What?
This has nothing to do with Harry Styles.
Okay, I just saw about Harry. Don't
there
even
are four. No, this is important. There are four women who are currently pregnant by Nick Cannon right now. The man who has eight children already has four women that at the awful. Same time.
He needs to chill out or do something. Because, like, fuck.
Oh, my God. There was, okay, yep, at Iverson Mall in Prince George County, Maryland, there was a shooting with three people injured today.
Why you gotta bring that up right now?
Cool. Because that's what's happening right now. We put things in real time. We speak. But back to, I'm sorry. Like, I just, like, saw that and I just was like, whoa, that's so insane. I think this is a great album. If you had to rank Harry Styles' debut album, Fine Line, and Harry's House, how would you rank them?
Like out of 10?
No, like 1 to 3. Who's your favorite to your least favorite? Or not as...
Definitely like in reverse. So I love Harry's House, Fine Line, and then the first one.
Which is just called Harry Styles. See, I really fuck with the first one. I would do... It's hard for me. I would do the first one, Harry's House, then Fine Line. Even though I do really love Fine Line. Like, something about his first album just really hits with me. So it's still ranked for number one in my heart. Like, I will listen to that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you have anything else to add before we wrap?
I want to see Harry Styles this so little bad bonus. All of his shit is sold out. All of it. Everything is sold out. Everything. Yeah. All of his LA. All of everything. I'm never going to see Harry Styles. Ever. And my life is over.
Okay, guys. So if you want to do like a really cool fundraiser for the Side Note podcast of get Ashley to see Harry Styles, make it happen, guys. Make it happen. Her birthday is in November. It'll be her 30th. That's a great gift to give her.
Yeah, right? Make it like go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang. All right. Well, it has been real. I appreciate you and love you. And I'm glad we got to do this beautiful Harry Styles episode. And we are going to get better at doing our bonus episodes. Probably me with a true crime, Ashley with an album, and make shit happen.
Everybody go listen to Harry's new album if you haven't already. It's fantastic.
Go listen to Harry's album. And we'll be back with another one next Friday. Bye, guys.
Bye.